for a team. It didn't end the way you would have liked, but there were a lot of positives.
There was. Absolutely. It was from the outside looking in, maybe it wasn't the best season, but I think we're building something here. And I think the staff knows that, the management knows that, and the city knows that. The city deserves playoff hockey, both with the Jets and the Moose, and I think it's coming pretty quick here.
Do you think the way the team finished down the stretch with that homestand here and then the way you played in Cleveland represents a sense of what could come next in the fall?
I think so. I think we painted a picture of an identity that we want to build here. I think especially the last game of the year, you saw it. It was emotional, and I think that's how we want to build this team, that everybody has each other's back, and it's a tough team to play against, tough organization to play against, and we're building something here.
Different stage in your career seemed this season, but you seemed to embrace it as the year went along and continued to be a big influence on the group, wearing an A on your jersey at one stage.
Yeah, that's right. I think especially Pascal and myself, we built a pretty good relationship over the course of a season. It's never easy to come into a year and face a new coach. You got to prove yourself again, and you got to get to know each other. I mean, we didn't know each other at all at the beginning of the year, and then right now we, you know, there's a relationship that goes beyond just player coach, and it's that's very important.
How much fun was it to watch some of the younger guys grow into players, even make the NHL for some time?
Yeah, well, I think the stage that I'm at right now, that's a big thing for me. You know, I've solidified myself as an American League player, but right now in this organization, it's important for me to work with these younger guys, and you know, guys like Jack and Brendan Lemieux, Nelson Noje, even a lot of guys that are just fresh in the league, and they have a lot of learning to do, a lot of potential. But it's really fun for older guys to see them develop and get their first game. See Jack play his first game in his hometown. See a guy like Nelson Noje end up playing a handful of games. Plays 10 games in the NHL this year, and you know, at the beginning of the year, you're not sure what's going to happen with these guys, and then the success comes their way, and they definitely earned it.
As you get older, does this time of the year not making the playoffs back up? Does it get harder?
Yeah, it doesn't get easier, that's for sure. It's difficult, especially as an older guy, Cormier and myself, you know, Churchman, Howden, that's what we play for especially. I mean, we want to help these young guys achieve their ultimate goal. But for us, especially just career sake, it's important to make the playoffs and get to the postseason. But like I said, we're building something here. And, I mean, they have decisions to make. Who knows what's going to happen. But I think we're going in the right direction, and the city will see playoff hockey sooner and later. Of course, you think about it. I think you have to remain positive, and this has been my main focus in my entire life. So just got to keep working hard and be a good person, and the chips fall where they may.
Were you surprised at how emotional that final game was in
Cleveland? No, I wasn't. I think we wanted to prove something. It doesn't necessarily mean fighting from the bench or three fights in the first half of the game or anything like that. I mean, that's nothing that's premeditated. It's just it was an emotional game. We wanted to win. I think you could have showed up to that game two different ways, and I think we showed up the right way. It shows that we want to play. We want to play past the middle of April. We want to play into June. I think that last game really it showed our identity, and it showed the young guys what we want to do.